as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Rodney Wan. Rodney, hey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Sorry, morning. I'm on the move this morning, so but I am on my mobile, so let me know if you can hear me all right.
So far, so good. Rodney, we were just talking about how it seems like if we look at a lot of the numbers, we're right back where we were 3.5-4 months ago when governors and city officials shut things down really tight. Are we trending that way, or are we going to try to do this? Because our numbers are the same as it was when we shut everything down 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, the state's in worse shape than we are, and I'm not sure what you're referring to, but we are certainly trying to avoid that. Obviously, as all of us know, we would rather not see that again, and the key is going to be a large percentage of our county residents understanding that wearing the mask is going to be key to not moving backwards right now.
I was out and about quite a bit over the weekend. Late last week, I was in Lafayette a little bit. I saw a lot of people wearing them. But, you know, it seems like a lot of people think, well, I'm just running into Family Express to, you know, grab a coffee and a donut. I don't really have to throw my mask on for that. And you go in there and everybody's wearing a mask except for you. So I think, you know, we've all got to do our part, and if one person doesn't do their part, it kind of cancels things out. So that's why you get the nasty look sometimes, you know, the mass shaming.
Certainly. Well, and again, it's all of our civic responsibility to try to keep folks safe and to keep our community moving forward, and we have to all do it together. You're exactly right, or else we start to see onesies and twosies not doing so, and that's going to lead to other folks thinking that they can do the same. So, and it doesn't take long to become exposed. It only takes 15 minutes. So if you go in a store and there's no one in there, then at least you're social distance. But if there's folks in there and you're taking the risk, that you might be that next positive case. So
as of this time, we had a listener call in just a minute ago, Rodney, and they wanted to let you know that she was in a restaurant yesterday, and some of the servers were not wearing masks. And I'm assuming this was in Frankfort, but they're certainly supposed to be, aren't they?
Yes, all restaurant employees, fast food, all those folks have been required and still are required to be wearing a mask. We never moved out of that from our stage 4.5. It's still being required for restaurants. My food inspector, Jessica Fearnow, has been working feverishly to continue to iterate that to our county restaurants. And again, if you see that, report it to us, and we will put our folks out there to try to take a look and try to educate these folks why it is important. Also, you know, most of these restaurants are public. They're indoors, and the governor's mandate also requires that they be wearing a mask right now.
Absolutely. Is there anything happening where a group that normally has something over the next couple months, Rodney, a big event or anything, are still trying to look at having something? And I don't have anything in particular. I know we're looking at the senior fair. And sure, whether we can do that. Is there any groups that are working tentatively toward having, you know, a big event or bigger event?
Yes. Well, and so they fall into two categories, those that are 250 in attendance or anticipate, or they're not sure how many, in other words, an open event. All of those are currently required to submit a plan to the local health department for approval prior to them having their event, and we'll be looking at those to ensure the safety of the participants and that all the recommendations are being met. Unfortunately, there's a lot of smaller things that are going on that fall under that radar and are not being required to be looked at ahead of time. And as you may have heard over the weekend with the public health officials and those governors are saying, that's what's leading to a lot of these outbreaks around the state and in the country, is these small house parties, or what I would call bigger house parties, you know, 50 people or more, mm-hmm. that are not masked and they're meeting up. So yeah, there's a lot of that still going on. It's human nature, But we have to remember to step out of that norm and remember we're still in a public health emergency, and that's going to be critical.
What about, have you had anybody submitting plans for over 250? Probably not.
I've got five I'm sitting on my desk right now that are needing to be looked at and approved, unfortunately. If any of you guys want to switch me jobs,
right.
Now's the time. So, yes, we do have.
Are they like weddings and things you can't personally talk about?
Weddings, talk about? Auctions, some other larger events are all being submitted to us that have the anticipation of having that large of a crowd.
Mm-hmm. So I think one school went back last week, and most of the schools will be back at it this week, including Frankfort later this week. I'm guessing that you guys are working closely with those schools and the school safety commission and stuff to we feel like we're on the right track on that, Rodney?
Well, as a matter of fact, as you say, I'm out at Rossville High School about to talk to all the teachers that are getting, as you say, ready to start classes this week. And there will be others starting this and next week. Yes, we are working hand-in-hand with them. Our public health nurse is working with the school nurses to try to establish protocols for what we do and how we're going to do it if indeed we have positives. As a matter of fact, we've already had to, unfortunately, exercise that some over the last 3 days with a few folks that are in sports events that are already testing positive. So We're unfortunately making the plan a little as we go because it's happening already before school's even in session. So
That was the other question. If we go back to school in over a week or so, you have a handful here and there. That doesn't mean we're shutting everything down and going to e-learning or just forget about school. You guys do have a plan to work around this and proper quarantines and things like that if need be, yeah.
Yeah, you know, everyone, and I can assure you, all of our administrators for the parents out there, the superintendents have worked very hard on their plans. They are following the guidance from IDOE and as well as the State Department of Health. And we're going to be working with them hand in hand, you know, week by week on this. A lot of what our responsibility is, as you say, monitoring what's currently going on in the county. I wouldn't say that any of them are willing to want to just pull the plug. I would say at this point, it would take probably the governor to make that decision because most of our, superintendents are pretty, set on trying to get as much normality, as far as, you know, in-person learning as we can, so.
Rodney, is there, anything else we need to know about this morning?
Well, again, for those who weren't aware or aren't aware, we had a fairly significant spike over the weekend. We've had 20 new cases come up in Clinton County over the last 3 days or so, which really is about 48 hours prior to that because testing takes about 48 hours to come out. So we spiked up. We had our positivity rate went from about a 3.8 on Wednesday. By midday Saturday, we were at about a 6% positivity rate on the 7-day moving average. So we're hoping that that's going to level back off. But as activities start to resume, you know, we need to be diligent. We need to be thinking about, you know, limiting our activities and wearing our masks out there. We are still doing testing. It will be there all month out at the 850 Delphi Avenue for till the end of August. And the county commissioners and the county council and myself are working very diligently to try to get a contract in place with the State Department of Health to provide testing for the next year. There's a few challenges to that, one being a facility to do that regularly. But again, if folks work with us, we're going to try to give them all the information we can, provide testing when needed, and everybody remember we're all in this still together, and we need to write our own history in this county, which is to try to keep our numbers down and not be like the bigger county. So.
All right, very well put. Rodney Wan, we appreciate your efforts and everything you're doing right now, so thanks again, sure. And we'll catch you soon.
All right, hey, thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much. All right, Rodney Wan with the Clinton County Health Department there.